Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. And my guest today is Michelle Baker. And Michelle's been on before. And she's going to be talking about the EPA hearings that were held the other night on the water situation and who's at fault. So, Michelle, do you think that the meeting was a positive meeting?
Hi, Cynthia.
Oh, hearing.
Sorry. On.
Sure.
It was a very, very positive evening for the concerned residents of Hoosick Falls. The EPA Region 2 director fully outlined what the process is, what we can expect at every turn. They gave us almost a timeline of how things progress. And I mean, considering that, you know, we have contaminated water for decades, possibly, in Hoosick Falls, we walked away with a very, very positive attitude about the federal government getting involved in cleaning up and taking over.
Oh, that's good. You know, the PFOA, that's a substance that's put on frying pans for no stick. So do you think that a lot of people have no stick frying pans? From your understanding, what's the harm to people who use them? Are they more of a, you know, health risk? Will they be more of a health risk to use those kinds of frying pans?
Well,
and so, you're aware.
I can't comment on a frying pan. I can comment, though, on PFOA found in our water source.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's been proven by a C8 panel that was commissioned under a lawsuit from residents in Parkersburg, West Virginia, against DuPont. I mean, the serious and possibly deadly diseases and cancer that PFOA causes. So, you know, it does exist in many items in the home, but in our case, you know, we've been ingesting it and drinking it.
Okay. So about how many people showed up at the hearing on Monday?
It was absolutely standing room only. There wasn't an empty seat. People were standing out in the hallway listening. It was a great show.
Who spoke?
We had our village mayor and our town supervisor and quite a few folks from the U.S. EPA. And then we had some people from New York State DEC and Department of Health Engineering. There were a lot of government workers there.
What was the representation from state representatives?
Oh, Cynthia, that's a great question. Our assemblyman, Steve McLaughlin, was there, and I will give kudos to Steve because Steve shows up pretty much for everything we do. But our state senator, Kathy Marchione, again, was a no-show. She just doesn't show up. She absolutely, we are convinced, does not care about Hoosick Falls or Petersburg or the future of our children, you know, the diseases that are possibly caused by PFOA. Absolute no-show, but her challenger, Sean Francis, Sean sat two seats away from me and took notes, listened to residents, talked to residents afterwards, asked questions of his own. Fantastic involvement on his part. You know, I really hope November 8th goes very well for Sean.
That would be interesting. I'm surprised with the election so close that Senator Marchione would not have made a better effort to come to that hearing. That really surprises me.
You know, as you say surprised, we say disappointed. I mean, multiple times when we had the mothers from Flint, Michigan, came out here a few weeks ago to meet with us moms here in Hoosick Falls and do a little hand-holding, you know, and talk to us about their struggles, and we talked about our struggles. I mean, basically, we had guests that traveled, you know, one-third across the country to come visit our district and offer their help, and Senator Marchione was a no-show. She was at a political fundraiser accepting a paycheck.
Now, what was the consensus of the residents when they realized the senator was not going to show up?
Well, I can't speak for other residents, but, you know, it's disappointing. You know, there's only so much we can do as, you know, concerned moms and dads. And, you know, we look to our elected officials when we need to, you know, incite change, when we need laws passed, when we need regulations, when we need help with government agencies. So when your representatives are no-shows, you're let down.
What happened to the manufacturing plant that dumped the PFOAs? Are they still in business?
Yes, Saint-Gobain is still active in Hoosick Falls.
And have they still been dumping or no?
Well, you know, the U.S. EPA regulated a couple of years ago that they were supposed to phase out PFOAs. All companies were in the United States. Let's hope they have. We do not know what chemical this alleged Gen X that they replaced PFOA with. There are some suspicions, and they could be just as toxic and, you know, just as hazardous to human health. They've already been shown in lab rats to cause cancer. So, you know, we're kind of going at this blind. We don't know what's going on down there.
And has the state stepped in to do any testing?
Well, the state, you know, they put out an order. They're going to test fish in the river, you know, to see how the fish are doing. But we residents, we moms, dads, and kids, we have no biomonitoring from New York State. We have been demanding biomonitoring for our families. I mean, we're approaching in November the 1 year, marking 1 year that the EPA stepped up and issued the Do Not Drink advisory for our water. And we have been fighting with New York State constantly since then. We've had one round of blood testing, and that's basically it, but they're going to test fish. So, I mean, really, that is an absolute, it's a heartbreaking insult to us.
Now, this particular issue was discovered just a few years ago, like 1 or 2 years ago. But this had to be going on for a long time prior to the discovery. Have you or any of your neighbors or friends witnessed a escalation of cancer in your area?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was brought to light in August of 2014 that there was the presence of PFOA in the water, and New York State hid that from us, even though it was brought to their attention. You know, you look around town, and there are some very rare cancers. There are eye cancers. There is high cholesterol, ulcerative colitis, thyroid disease, testicular cancer, kidney cancer. I myself had pregnancy hypertension. There are all kinds of diseases. It's a small area. Folks have to understand there's 3,500 people in the village of Hoosick. In the town of Hoosick, there's about 7,000 residents. And we have extremely dangerous and possibly deadly diseases at a very high rate.
So I'm sure that a lot of people who want to put for sale signs on their front lawn, you're not going to get too many. You're not going to get too many takers. So more or less, you're locked in to a contaminated area. Would that be correct assumption?
Oh, that is very gone through the process where the bank stopped lending because we didn't have potable water. You know, when you get declared a Superfund site, there are banking regulations. I understand that go along with that. And then there's just the general stigma. I mean, think of the folks that are sitting, you know, listening to the radio, this podcast, listening to the television or reading the newspaper and seeing these headlines about the dangers of the water in Hoosick Falls. Would you buy a home there? Absolutely not. I'm a single mom, you know, and I own my home. I pay my mortgage and my taxes, you know, like every other homeowner does. And, you know, I want to cry every month. Because I'd like to run like hell and get out of there with my daughter, but I can't afford to, and where am I going to go?
So as far as using the water, you use bottled water to drink, right?
Correct. I have a private well, so I have a point of entry treatment system on my home. As you know, as I said in my public statement at the hearings that we had back in late summer, my dog doesn't even drink the water. We live on bottled water. One of my concerns is that when New York State detected PFOA in my home, we tested my kitchen faucet. And New York State will now only test out of the government-owned apparatus. They will no longer test out of my faucet, which makes you very suspicious that, you know, there could be PFOA sediment in the pipes, and they are dead set against testing it. So we don't know what's in there, and they won't tell us. So after, you know, the way we've been treated by New York State and the lies and the failures, can you blame anybody for, you know, the lack of transparency?
When you say New York State, you're talking about individuals.
Who's I'm talking top down from Governor Andrew Cuomo. This is his administration. These are his failures. The New York State Department of Health, Dr. Howard Zucker, that's his administration. These are his failures, you know, right on down. I will give the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, Basil Sagos, some credit. His staff has been more than helpful. They're right there. They're boots on the ground. They're folks that are more visible. And, you know, their heart really breaks for us. But, you know, the other two-thirds of the administration, it's been deplorable the way we've been treated.
Now, we just talked a second ago about drinking water. What about bathing?
Well, there was a time last winter when the Do Not Drink order was issued by the EPA that you were told to only shower for several minutes, 2-3 minutes, with the windows open. Now, this was in December and January. So you were supposed to take a shower for a minute or two with the windows open because you weren't supposed to steam. It was believed to be harmful, which is, you know, it's documented to be harmful to inhale it. But, yeah, that's kind of difficult. You know, it just throws your whole routine off. You have to have a bottle of water by the sink for brushing your teeth. You know, sometimes you take your coffee maker and you go to your faucet and you're like, ah, that's right, I got to get the water. You make a pot of pasta, a pot of spaghetti. You have no idea. That's a jug of water just gone right there boiling water to make, you know, the kids' macaroni and cheese or something like that.
Right.
You do not realize how valuable of a resource water is until you don't have it.
Ultimately, what is the long-term goal or the long-term aspiration for Who's It Calls? What would you like to see at the end of the day?
Oh, the list is long, but, you know, I'd like to see, first of all, for all of New York State, the EPA assigned us 70 parts per trillion as a long-term health advisory for drinking contaminated water. You look to our neighboring states, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, and they've all substantially lowered that number down to in the 20 range. Excuse me. I'd like to see Governor Cuomo follow suit and set a lower acceptable level. We have no biomonitoring. We do not know how these chemicals that are in our bodies and that we've been drinking all our lives or all our children's lives are going to affect us. So we need biomonitoring. The governor, you know, promised he would come back to assist us when the water was alleged to be clean. I mean, all we're doing is, you know, filtering out a toxin. We haven't ever seen the governor again. He promised us a possible alternate water source. We do not have that. So basically, I would say we have nothing. We have nothing but fear. We live in fear.
And you're locked in, besides.
Pretty much. You know, I mean, look, no matter who you are, you know, you can't take your home and walk away from it. I mean, you know, am I going to file bankruptcy because someone polluted my property? You know, I have no place to go. Like I said, it's, you know, myself and my daughter and a dog. You know, I couldn't even move in with my mom because my mom lives in town also. So, you know, she's got contaminated water and she can't leave and move in with me. So, you know, it's a vicious cycle. You just can't up and end your home. And honestly, I shouldn't have to. This is my home. I worked hard for it. My daughter and I live there. This is, you know, this is the American dream. And I'll be damned, some polluters are going to rob me from that.
Mm-hmm. Now, from as a guest, how long do you think the manufacturer has been dumping all these PFOAs into the water?
Well, you know, I was told by a high-ranking official in the Cuomo administration that they believe the contamination and the pollution has been going on for possibly 40 to 25 years.
So the water, it's safe to say then that the water in Hoosick Falls has not been pristine for the past 25 years.
Possibly 40 to 25 years. We don't know. You know, there's a lot of research and data being gathered right now. One thing the EPA did discuss with us is how they're testing the aquifer vertical and horizontal. I mean, you look at me. I live 3 miles away from the main contamination site of McCaffrey Street, and my well is 400 feet deep, and I've tested positive for PFOA. Now, the landfill, which is closer to me, has tested at an absurd rate of 21,000 parts per trillion. I mean, it should glow at night like the aurora borealis. And, you know, that's not being considered a federal Superfund site. In New York State, yes, but, you know, we're fighting to make sure that every spot of contamination in Hoosick Falls will be identified and cleaned up.
Now, Hoosick Falls is noted for PFOA now. Are there any other parts of the state that have been contaminated by this substance that you know of?
Oh, absolutely. We are friends just 12 miles down the road in Petersburg. We're battling this together. We are two small, you know, towns, upstate New York here, that they're contaminated with PFOA also from a plastics company, Taconic, in their neck of the woods. And then we have Newburgh, who is battling PFOS, which is just another chemical in the family, possibly from contamination from firefighting foam at Stewart Airport. So, I mean, you know, Hoosick Falls was, you know, what put the story on the map in New York State and what brought it to light. And now we're finding out more and more communities. And, you know, this is why we're so vocal and so active, is that when this happens again, because we know it will, like it did in Newburgh, we don't want those families and those residents to suffer like we did at the blind eye of the Cuomo administration. So, I mean, we have to stand up and fight.
So the fight continues. What's the next battle?
Well, like I said, the next battle is to try and to get Governor Cuomo to recognize the excessive dangers of PFOA and set a lower acceptable level. We need biomonitoring to find out. You know, I look at my daughter every day and wonder if she's going to develop cancer or what's wrong with her. You know, I can't, you know, that's hard. That's really, really hard. We need the biomonitoring and we need clean water. Bottom line, it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm. So as this story unfolds, Michelle, will you come back on Focus on Albany to enlighten everybody?
I'd love to. Anytime, Cynthia. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You've been listening to Michelle Baker of Hoosick Falls. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes, and if you have a comment or criticism about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany and share your thoughts. Thank you. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. Have a great day. Have a great day, Michelle.